they didn't come around, them there too, they come along and said, hey, what do you think we spent $1,000 on that road for? I said, what do you mean? He said, we spent $1,000 on it, and you come along and fill the ditches all. I said, well, I'm going to ask them, what do you need with a ditch in the sand thunder? None, I guess. Dumb. He said, well, don't do it anymore. I said, all right. We had that long ago. One day I was working along there, and he come along, hey, come here. What do you want? Way down here with 44 two up. That was a damn road there. Wasn't over.
Where was 44?
44 two up way down in there. As you go to Pure Beach in Thompsonville.
Wasn't around here.
And, well, anyhow, it's all built up in there now. I have a zone just house down in it. And they had a little teeny road about, well, what, the driveway wasn't no wider in this room. They had a damn ditch on each side. Up to there. He said, God. I said, what can you do to this? I feel like damn. He said, it's a natural waterfall. I said, let's get out of here. He said, well, tomorrow bring your grader over and see what you can do with it. I said, all right, fine. I'll do something for it. I feel the right for it. But that grader on it. But you could never hold it. That's too much. 4-7. I got the saddles back. Then went down here on this road, just around over the rail highway, turned around, fairground, around to that one. Bobby Sattins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that head road out was about as wide as, about as wide as there, gum bushes. I said, Bobby, even a good man, I said, hey, tell you what, you cut that wire loose there, and I'll push this down, mess out of here for you. And during the war. We started to down that kept from having done. Boy, they jumped on me that time. Don't you push out no more. Equipment's hard to get. War time. Don't you do it no more. Okay. Looks good though, don't it? Yeah. It did. About a week to come along, I was grading, stopped me, come here, get in this car. Took me over here, this road goes down to Gunny Glove. You know them gum head, that damn head, gum trees wide there, there, over there. I stopped, I don't know what he was going to do. He said, what do you think you can do that head? Well, I don't know, I'm hell going to get across. How am I going to get across?
Is there a runner or someone around?
Yeah, there are. What can we do for you?
Oh, all right.
Grace?
I'm with the Adam Welsh Foundation. I don't know if you saw that movie on TV, Adam. The little boy on TV. Well, what we're doing, we're looking for a place to set a gumball machine. It doesn't cost you a cent. All we're asking for is a spot to set it.
Grace, come talk to the man. You want a gumball machine in here?
So I said, well, it looks all right to me, but how am I going to get through? Man, we're so furry, you know, there's another ditch with
this. How am I going to get over this ditch? I can do it for you,
Ryan. Well, I said, I just want to do it. Yeah, I can do it.
No.
I said, well, I should go try enough now to get in.
They're doing something themselves.
Yes, ma'am.
Where's
the space?
That's the important thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're welcome to put one in here. I won't guarantee you how much it'll sell, but there are a lot of children come and go.
Well, you can survive.
A lot of adults do too.
It helps them to keep their mind off the smoking. They gave
us a big truck on a body in the back.
I appreciate it very much.
He was tall when he come off dogs.
Well, I'm very much in sympathy.
Got him in that damn truck on that body, cut them trees off 14 feet, all the way down to Ever Road.
Wait a minute, that's all.
Damn road in Kent County.
Business address here, right?
Where, that would be fine, business address, and then that way the letter...
They got a view on this, that bush hog.
And that'll also tell the fellows where to bring the machine.
That's what then.
We had to work, they paid us to work.
What was, the girl that married, Bernard Paskey's wife?
Bernard Paskey, yeah.
The girl that Bernard Paskey married, what was her father's name? I know.
Oh, she was a...
You want mine? Name where?
Walter Ross.
Did he work for the state highway? Who was the boss that worked for the state highway?
You're certainly welcome, good luck.
He didn't work on that when I did, he might have worked out right quick, but he died. He didn't, he died while I was working for the state highway, he used to live out here in Hickman Town. Or he married,
Yeah, but was it him or another boss that worked for the state? Because he hauled, I've got a lot of big stones in the side of my yard, and he's the one that brought them in there.
It'd been somebody else, I don't know, hell, they had somebody...
No, he was boss. I know he was.
But the old man Argo had that district. George Tappan had the cement road, Bill West had this one. Clarence Bobby and Bill, old man Macklin had this one up here, what the hell was his name? Clarence Macklin, or what's Clarence? What the hell was his name? Macklin was there, Tom. He had that one up there.
Well, what's that one?
Had that one over there, huh? Sam Bradley had that one. Cement Road.
Sam Bradley lived out down by the Lake Forest School, where the Lake Forest School
That's
is.
Where he used to live, yeah. Yeah, on that little farm there, just right up front.
Yeah. Well, I said there's none of those places there now that...
No.
Down Maybe. That road.
Oh, I was wondering if you guys are going to be hiring anybody.
I don't know what for.
Part-time work. Come spring.
I don't know. Everything's
I'm right down anyway. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, Pat, if you worked for the state highway, what year did you go out there and build that garage? Did you build that garage? What year did you build it? 57, same year, about same year we built that one down there where I am.
Built the house, built the garage. Built the garage in 57. Stayed there 57 to 76, 19 years ago.
76. Boy, time goes by, doesn't it?
But you didn't build the one at the end that fell around.
No, that's right. That was
that one.
Was that the first place you were? First garage?
Yeah, where Shorestop is.
Where Shorestop is.
1949 to 57.
It was when Buck Hopkins lived there when he got on the farm.
Yeah.
And that was after you were there.
Yeah.
I was always afraid that damn place burned out there. It wasn't up with a fire trap. Had a boiler right up, furnace set right up there.
The furnace?
The furnace set right the hell upstairs on the floor. Yeah, right.
What kind of a furnace was it?
Oil burner.
An oil burner.
That's a good big one. Set right on the floor on two cement blocks.
Well, who had built that building?
Huh?
Whose building was it?
Well, it belonged to Mr. Whittison, her husband, and...
That's right, Whittison's.
Her husband across the room.
And, yeah, Bobby and...
Yeah, right. Bobby lived over Milford, but I saw him here not long ago. Nemish. Old man Nemish.
Right.
Oscar Nemish.
One that built that house.
Oscar Nemish.
Right, one that built that house that sits over on the other side.
One
you know.
Doc Rickard's on that hill. And he put that in there in 1921, finished it up. Started in 1919, finished in 21.
Yeah, that's four marked on.
Yeah.
They coming out, they're all coming in. Put that damn furnace right up there. I mean, right the hell, looks like you've taken a first step over there. You be looking for a sheet of fire flying out of there in that burner, you know? I pray God don't want
to. Today, they want to hang you.
Hell, you damn much of it. But you can't go pour a bucket of water out the door now. Not hardly. If by the ice you do anything, just man back in his contract to push that dirt. He can push it where he wants to go.
Who? James Julian? He better bring some back he took.
Well, you can't beat money, so he said, I don't like this. Well, that's a song. Push it. He's going to do what he wants to do anyhow. We was all up for a night, one night, to meet, they had a map.
Yeah.
And they said, we looked at the wrong map.
That's the green tree.
They had one map hanging on the wall, you know.
Yeah. 225
on 6 acres. With the grand in first, way back in that far corner. When he dug that out, then he pushed it this way, out where he got down toward the road. And then he went back in, pushed that all up here. And then he pushed this out and brought this up. Now then he's come clear up here to Nemish's barn right straight up.
My money here.
Oh, yeah.
They've got two
and the guy said, I should start pushing last week. They said, no way can he push it. But then he pushed it again. So she called the barn. He said, well, yeah, he bought the whole farm. She said, I don't think so. He said, I don't think he bought it. The butcher farm told him. John Winkler, it's pretty close, that John Burris had bought it. He's going to put a TV tower out there, and he's going to have religious ceremonies.
Yeah.
Had all them assigned
up there somewhere.
This guy come along and
it's just a matter of finding it.
She said he paid for damn sense. I don't know.
It was 22. Yes, right. It's not a fair, that's what it is.
I would not say. But that guy up there today, when she called her, she said he had a mule in on it. She said, I don't think so. You can't beat him. And he ain't had a permit since he first started. That was for 6 acres.
You heard it's smart.
He must have this crooked barn out there.
You know it's smart. You're standing
there. He pushed it through a
crooked barn. Isn't it nice?
Where do they have to get a permit from? State or?
State.
Or town?
State.
Oh, service.
Man resource. Water resource, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go out there and dig a hole for town. Scale unless you have a permit. Natural Resources.
Department of Natural Resources.
Land and water.
Environmental Control and Natural Resources.
Yep.
It's all together.
And Levy Court hooked into it too, and they tell you.
Goes on and on and on, huh?
Yeah, you can go to the top of the map. Still ain't got the end.
You say they're still pushing?
Well, he pushed all morning. Well, he pushed the whole great big hole in there now again. He told her to have it to store stone there. I said, when he gets that point, he'll have to have more.
Well, they ain't going up around the house and clean it up.
Huh?
They ain't going up around the house and clean it up.
Was that in back, what was that man's name that lived there? Back there that hauled stuff for people.
Bill Hearn. Man, Bill Hearn lives there and he hauls stuff for people.
That's the damn place.
In the place he hauled for it right now. I left his right somewhere big as
yeah. I shot some of them with a rabbit on the front. I just had rats. Chow hogs.
They had them on sale the week before.
Well, that's not whose ground they're on.
And
Oh, it is? Yeah, but I mean, where...
I think the old man has made a deal with him, made a bad deal. He don't want to have a sign. He signed up, he don't want to have a sign. I'm bleeding, I don't know. I went at school ball. I wouldn't say, but I don't know. You don't want other people's business in it.
He's not too swift either.